Hey, what's going on? It's Dr. Mike D. Nelson here with not another fitness podcast for fitness geeks only. And today we're wrapping up our micronutrient series for the week. These are ones that you may be deficient in, so you might want to make some different dietary choices, or you can potentially use a supplement also. Today, a little bit shorter episode, and this one actually depends on gender. So it's going to be a little bit different if you are a male or a female. So for females, I see that they can be short in iron. I would also say if you are a vegan, odds are you're going to be short in iron, just because your dietary sources of it are limited to almost non-existent. For women, for whatever reason, I find that they tend to consume less red meat. So red meat is probably one of the highest sources of iron, especially the more bioavailable form, which is called a heme iron. And then also, women have a monthly blood loss. So they are losing blood. So they are going to be more prone to be deficient in iron, especially as women are training harder. You've probably all heard of the athlete triad, or sometimes called REDS. So women, I find, tend to be low in iron. So how do I know this? Well, there's research on it. And then I do like to look at, like I said, dietary micronutrient analysis. So we'll do that. Again, that's based on self-dietary recall, which has its limits. But once I have the software on my end, it doesn't really cost me anything to run it. And it usually gets me in the ballpark, which is pretty good. So if you're a trainer listening to this, you can look at software to do that. If you don't have software, you can just do the kind of the old eyeball test and just look at how many foods they're consuming that don't have much iron in them. If they're very low on those foods, and if they're a woman and they do have menstruation, they do have a period, so the younger woman, when they're training hard, I would bet a large sum of money that they're going to be low in iron. So how to officially confirm that, talk to your physician or wherever you would have blood work done. Make sure it's being looked at by a qualified professional. And if you go in, ask your physician for an iron panel. It's a pretty common test. It's nothing too crazy. So with women, when they go to their physician, the two additional testing that I would like them to do is just the standard CBC, standard CMP, right, complete metabolic profile. Most of the time, they're going to have a lipid panel done on that. Look at cholesterol, triglycerides, things of that nature will be included. And then I usually will have them request an iron panel and possibly a thyroid panel. So thyroid really just depends, but a lot of women who can't seem to lose weight are convinced that it's their thyroid, which it may or may not be. So having that as a baseline to rule in, to work with their physician or rule out is always useful. TSH as a rough marker for thyroid is an okay approximation. Maybe we'll talk more about thyroid at some other point. But getting a thyroid panel is useful, and an iron panel is also very useful. One of the things that you'll see on an iron panel is something called a ferritin test. So ferritin is a better marker of iron status long term. So you want to get an iron panel and look to see where you are at with that. Now, if you're really deficiently low, your physician may opt to put you on an iron supplement. Different things like vitamin C can increase iron absorption. Sometimes iron supplements can cause kind of gastric issues. Your stomach may not feel very good. Other things, increasing red meat amount is useful. Again, heme iron. We're lucky we live in Minnesota here, so we get a good portion of our meat from a grass-fed animal from Wisconsin. So that's kind of nice, but there are other sources you can find online now where you can get high quality meats. If you have any questions on that, you can hit me up. I have a few sources also. So that's what I would do with women. Women tend to be low in iron. We'll probably talk about this next week, potentially. Guys tend to be a little bit too high in iron, and that can cause other issues, right? So we want to be in a good range. We don't want to be too low, and we don't want to be too high. If we shift over to guys, I guess one of the micronutrients they could be low in, and there is some data to support this, is zinc. Now, as a guy myself, I get a lot of questions from other guys, and some males go a little bit too nuts, and I've seen them taking in way too much zinc, right? Because they heard about a study showing that zinc will increase testosterone levels. And there is a little bit of truth to that, but it only appears to be true if you were deficient in zinc to start. So for most people, as we talked about on Monday, having a good multi-nutrient, multivitamin is probably going to cover any issues that they may potentially have. So it's exceedingly rare that I would recommend someone have a little bit more zinc as a supplemental form. I'd say probably in the last 3 years, if anything, I've seen guys probably supplementing a little too much with zinc. But you can be low in zinc, and that can cause issues with testosterone and other things like that. Again, back of the envelope calculation, if you're looking at their dietary intake and they're eating a fair amount of especially red meat, they're probably going to be fine with zinc. So about 100 gram source of raw ground beef contains about 5 milligrams of zinc. So that's about 44% of the daily value. So if they're eating a higher protein diet, which most athletes tend to do, and they are eating that from meat, they're probably going to be fine. Shellfish is also a good high source of zinc. As you probably heard about with oysters, 6 medium oysters is about 32 milligrams. So that's almost 300% of the daily value. Other things like shrimp, mussels, other things like that are also good sources. And we can go down the list. Legumes, chickpeas are also potentially a good source of zinc. Some different types of seed, such as hemp seed, can be beneficial also. Another thing to watch out for is if you are taking in very high amounts of zinc, it can deplete out copper, which again is why I like most people to have it in a good, well-blended multi-nutrient blend. So if they are going a little bit higher on that multi-nutrient and it does happen to have more zinc, they are getting enough copper in there so that they don't end up with an absolute depletion in that. Is there a good way to test zinc levels? I don't know, to be perfectly honest. A lot of micronutrient testing overall I've been relatively unimpressed with. There's exceptions to that, like we talked about with vitamin D testing, and even though it's a macro molecule, fish oil testing, those are pretty solid. But a lot of the other micronutrient testing, other than the iron testing we talked about, yeah. So I haven't found a really good source for it. I tend to just use dietary recall. And if they're avoiding a lot of those foods that have high amounts of iron, then I know something's probably going on. And again, multi-nutrient blend is where I'm going to start. Obviously, increasing the amount of foods they have, if they can eat red meat, bumping that up a little bit, maybe including some shellfish, some seeds and nuts, probably going to be pretty darn good. Adding more zinc is not going to necessarily increase their testosterone. It's not going to be helpful with exercise recovery. We mentioned the old ZMA supplement. I do think that if you are low in zinc, it can help. I wonder that magnesium is probably the main reason that people report that they feel better with that. I think the B6 may give people kind of some wacky dreams. I played around with each of the components of it and find that if for some reason, if I just take B6 in isolation, I tend to have much more vivid dreams. A lot of times people associate having more vivid dreams with an increased sleep quality, and that's not always necessarily true. A lot of people have lots of dreams each night and they just may not remember them. So you're going off the recall in the morning, which is a little bit different. So with males, potentially could be low in zinc. some data to support that, but I do see this as a very bimodal thing where I see other male athletes just going way too high on zinc, possibly at the risk of depleting out copper. Best way is just to kind of look at dietary sources. If they're consuming the ones we mentioned, they're probably going to be okay for zinc. Maybe if they really sweat a lot, maybe if they're training really, really hard, bumping up zinc a little bit more with copper, I think is going to be fine. But no need to go super high on that either. So the two takeaways here, if you're a female, especially an athlete, consider looking at dietary sources of iron are going to be helpful. If you're not sure, go to your health practitioner and request an iron panel. Most of the time on women, they'll do that pretty routinely, so it's not that really crazy of a request. For guys, potentially could be low in zinc. That really depends upon their dietary quality. I just see a lot of variability with that. Have foods that have more zinc is going to be a good thing. If you do opt to supplement with zinc, just don't go bonkers with it. And if it's in a multi-nutrient blend, it'll normally have copper with it. So you don't have to worry about having too high levels of zinc, potentially depleting out copper. So if you liked all the micronutrient week here and want a way of how to do just a real nice analysis of micronutrients for your clients and a system of how do you implement this, you know, focusing on, you know, foods, how do you know what foods to look at, what type of breakdown should you do? There's actually some in here in the Flex Diet certification that we did not have time to talk about. So you can go to the Flex Diet cert, which is www.flexdiet.com, FLEXDIET.com. And there you can get on to the newsletter list. So as soon as it opens up, we'll be the first to know about it. And I have 8 interventions related to nutrition and recovery. We break down each one in a system so that you know exactly how to use them for clients who are looking for changes in body composition and performance. Or maybe you're just a fitness enthusiast and kind of want to learn a lot more about how to do this. All interventions from protein to carbohydrates to fats to fasting, NEAT. We've got another module on sleep. So go to flexdiet.com, FLEXDIET.com. Talk to you guys next week.
Actually gone. Will we ever forget him?
Who?
You know, what's his name?